This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So we're still talking about the matters of the heart, A'mal al-Qulub. And I keep repeating in the beginning of every class that the A'mal of the Qulub are extremely important, and they are more important than the actual A'mal. And the more the qalb is involved in the A'mal, the more the A'mal is rewarding, right? Today is Amal of the qalb is as-sabr. Sabr. Sabr is amal of the qalb. Patience. Patience in the language, it means to hold back and restrain yourself. In the shara', in the language, to restrain yourself. Shara'an, Islamically, what does patience mean? Patience is the restraint of the soul from being impatient, and to restrain the tongue from complaining, and to restrain the limbs from sinning. To restrain the soul from showing impatience, to restrain the tongue from complaining, why? I don't deserve this. And to restrain the limbs from sinning. How does this limbs sin when they lose patience? Right? We've seen it in our countries a lot, unfortunately. It's called an Arabic niyah. They start hitting themselves. It could be any kind of, because we're going to see there are different kinds of patients. So they might do something with their limbs that is, could not be patient on ibadah, or a patient from disobeying Allah. So they did something with their limbs, and they were not able to be patient. Tayyib, is it a must upon every Muslim? Taban, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sbiru wa sabiru wa rabitu وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Anytime we see a verb after يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, it means it is an order. Here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, last ayah in Surah Ali Imran. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Yes, Ya Allah. سَمْعًا وَطَاعًا. We listen and we obey. Order me. اصبروا وصابروا ورابطوا. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. So it's an order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, patience is divided, three kinds of patience. There are three kinds of patience. Patience upon the ibadah, patience to stay away from the disobedience of Allah, and the patience on the qadr of Allah, yani the patience on the calamities and the hardships. Let's take them quickly one by one. First, patience upon the ibadah. Patience upon performing an act of worship. Getting up to come to Fajr needs patience. Fasting in the month of Ramadan when it's June and July and August, it needs patience. It's ibadah. Hajj, literally, if you want to put one word for Hajj, it's patience. Whomsoever went to Hajj before you left and you asked somebody to give you an advice, all of them, they said one word, be patient. Hajj needs ibadah. Hajj needs patience. Even zakat, when I'm giving my money, I worked so hard for it, and then you're telling me to give it to this guy, I don't know who he is, that needs patience. To get up and perform tahajjud needs patience. To sit down like our brothers and young sons and daughters upstairs, wallahi, such a beautiful scene every day. To sit down and memorize the Quran from 8 to 2 every single day, that needs a lot of patience. To respect and honor your parents when they become very old and they become very demanding and they become sick, that needs a lot of patience, because that by itself is an act of worship. Birr al-walidain, that needs patience. So the first kind of patience is the patience to perform an act of worship. That needs patience. And specifically, I don't want to say it's a side note, it's still related to the topic. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, listen carefully, akhwan. When it came to our spouses and to our children, what did he say in Surah Taha, last page, third ayah from the bottom? وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ. What does أَهْلَكَ means? Your family. Family includes wife and children. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ. Command. وَأْمُرْ is not a, you know, حبيبي, بابا. If you would like to pray, pray. If you don't want to pray, no problem. No, no, no. وَأْمُرْ. Command your family to pray. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ. And then what did he say? Subhana. وَاسْبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. وَاسْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. We all know that the verb is wasbir. How come here there's a ta added to the verb? And we all know there's a formula in the Arabic language. زِيَادَةِ الْمَعْنَى. زِيَادَةِ الْمَبْنَى مِنْ زِيَادَةِ الْمَعْنَى. When the mabna, when the format of the verb, you add a word to it, you add a letter to it, that means it's more emphasis on that verb, because the verb naturally is wasbir. Here, Allah added the ta, wastabir alayha, يعني have extra patience on your family when it comes to salat. How many of us, don't raise your hand, we told our kids, if you don't pray, you're going to hell. This is not sabr. You see your kid sometimes 8, 9, which is, he's not responsible yet. We're supposed to train them at that time. You see the father beating him at 8 because he did not, ya akhi, because he's dancing in the salat. Who among us did not dance when they were 7 and 8 and moved so many times? وَاسْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. Be patient, ya akhi. Alhamdulillah that your son is standing next to you and praying. Be patient. Take it easy. وَاسْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. وَاسْطَبِرْ. Extra patience. Extra patience when it comes to teaching our family the salat. Now, this kind of patience, it is also the first patience is a patience to perform ibadah. That patience is also divided into three. Patience before the ibadah, patience during the ibadah, and patience after the ibadah. So the first one is divided into three. Before the ibadah, to purify my intention. That this salat is only for the sake of Allah. I did not come to the masjid so the people can see me and this and that and mashallah. No. I came only for the sake of Allah. This is before the ibadah. During the ibadah, the patience is, how many of us right now got distracted during the salat, even though the sheikh recited ayat that shakes mountains? He spoke about the shuhada in Ali Umran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't call them shuhada, they are alive with Allah azza wa jal. So patience during the ibadah to find khushu', for example, in salat, I want to be patient and try to fight all these distractions. That needs patience. Otherwise, the easy thing is, Allahu Akbar. Oh, I can't wait to go home. Yalla ya Shaykh, yalla ya Shaykh, yalla. This is not, doesn't need patience. This is automatic. This is by default. Patience is to fight this, right? And the, what is the, okay, let me ask you. What is the patience after the ibadah? No. Patience before, intention and all that. Patience during, as we gave example, salat, khushu'. Patience after. Excellent. Not to brag about it. You know who was the big donor? You're looking at him. You know, after that, that's, everybody wants to be praised, and you're trying to be patient, not to anybody to know that you're the one who donated that much. That needs patience. Or, you know, alhamdulillah, Allah blessed us with a salat that was full of khushu'. Khalas, I keep it to myself, and I ask Allah to give me more, and I be grateful. I don't go and boast about it. or any kind of ibadah. Okay? So this is the first patience, patience to perform the ibadah. The second patience is the patience to stay away from sins. That needs patience also. Subhanallah, wallahi, I always, every time I mention this, I remember our sons and daughters, which are bombarded. Wallahi, our growing up, our era, compared to this, wallahi, it's nothing, nothing. The haram is literally on your fingertips. And you're telling them day and night, fight, resist, lower your gaze. Do not talk to this. Do not go there. Don't eat this. Don't drink that. Don't be there all the time. Subhanallah, that needs a lot of patience. And how old are they? 11 and 12, and you're asking him with such a task, huge task. Needs the patience to lower your gaze in a country. Brother, two brothers, literally last night, they came to my office. Said, Sheikh, I'm 20 and he's 21. And khalas, we want to get married. We cannot take this anymore. I said, Ya Habibi, tayyib, fast. Rasulullah said, Sheikh, wallahi, I fasted 2 months in a row. look at me. I lost so much weight. I can't. I want to get married. The haram. Yani, another brother came the other day. He said, a woman came to me and she said, non-Muslim, she said, hey, honey, would you like to go to my cabin in Oklahoma for the night? You go spend the night and come back. Sheikh, wallahi, she was very pretty. And I'm trying, yani, wallahi, Sheikh, I need to get married. Now, this is a side note. Please, ya akhwan, if you have daughters, do not make it very complicated for the young men to get married. Wallahi, they are suffering. They are suffering. They are trying so hard to stay away from the haram, and we are not helping. $30,000 mahr. I need an apartment. I need this. I need this. Then the guy said, and you know what the guy said? Sheikh, do you have, the guy, how old are you? He said, 20. Okay, so you, and he, what are you looking for? 18, 17, still too young, you know, for... He said, no, 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 no. This is why I came to you. Can I marry a 30, 35? Divorced or widowed? I said, Islamically, you can. He said, but can I ask you why? What was the answer?
High rate.
It's cheaper. It's cheaper. I said, everybody in my age, when we go approach them for marriage, they throw numbers that I have to take a loan to get to get married. One brother, literally, he made a contract to make a payment for his wife for the mahr without an interest. He's giving her payment every month because how huge was the mahr. Subhanallah. So, sabr an al-masiyah, sabr ala الطاعه وصبر عن to avoid falling in the sin needs a lot of sabr. Everybody around you is naked and you have to lower your gaze. That needs sabr, needs a lot of sabr. Everybody around you is going into that business that's making tons of money, but it's haram, and you are not, because you know it's haram. There's haram in it. There's no Jum'ah in it. They are not, won't allow you to do this. I cannot pray my duhr, and you're stopping. That needs patience because the temptations are so many. So patience from performing a ma'asiyah. Let me ask you a question. We all know that our Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam went through so many trials. Thrown in the well, sold for dirham ma'duda, tempted by the women in the Zawja of the Aziz, thrown in jail, all this. Which one among these was the toughest? Fighting the woman, temptation. When I'm thrown in the well and I'm 10, 11 years old, what am I going to do? I have to be patient. When I'm thrown in jail, I have to be patient. But the patience of resisting a woman while he's young, he's a abd in that house, she's gorgeous, she owns the house, she's all that, huh? that needs a lot of patience. So the patience, sometimes patience not to fall into a sin, is bigger than other patience. And the last patience is the patience upon the musibah. You lost, subhanAllah, tomorrow we have a janazah for a two-year-old. I cannot even imagine. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give the family the patience, and may Allah make this baby a reason for them to enter Jannah. That needs a lot of patience. You have to remember that, you know, this is an amana from Allah. He gave it to me and he can take it at any time. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam promised that this baby will stand at the door of Jannah and he will tell Allah, "Ya Allah, I will not enter Jannah until you bring my parents with me." You gotta keep talking to yourself, you know, and reminding yourself about the reward of patience in such a matter. Our brothers and sisters that are going through chronic pain, and they have so much pain all the time, that also needs a lot of patience. My brother and my sister, if you are one of these people, remember that Rasulullah ﷺ said that this patience will keep purifying you until you walk on earth with no sin upon you, if you have patience. You have patience. طيب. Now, when things happen, when a calamity, now we're talking about the last one, patience when you're hit by a calamity. The calamity, when the calamity takes place, people are divided into four groups. Number one, person angry. Why? And screaming and yelling, "I don't deserve this, I pray, I fast, I do this." This is sinful. The second, he's patient. Alhamdulillah, he's patient, he's taking it, no complaint, no nothing, he's very patient. That's the second level. The third level, anybody knows what's the third level? Rida. He's pleased. He's pleased with what happened as if nothing happened. That's a higher level than sabr. And then there's a level that is beyond, which is shukr. Who taught us this? Rasulullah ﷺ. When something evil happens, what did he tell us to say? Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. For someone to remember to say alhamdulillah when he loses his son or his daughter or his father or his house or his business, or he gets fired, to say alhamdulillah, that is a very high level. That's the level of shukr. Now, when do we become patient? Instantly. Not after 1 week of complaining. Not after 10 hours of screaming. Instantly. What's the dalil? The hadith that we all know, Rasulullah ﷺ, a woman was sitting on the grave of her husband. He passed by and he said, "Ittaqillah wasbiri," have taqwa of Allah and be patient. She said, "Alayka anni," she did not know it was Rasulullah ﷺ, "leave me alone." So when she found out it was Rasulullah ﷺ, she went in to apologize. He said, "As-sabr, ish, and as-sadmatil ula." Patience is when you are first hit with the calamity. Your son died. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Inna lillahi wa inna. Your car is on fire. You're sitting here. You looked at your phone. You're fired. Tomorrow's your last day. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Is that your first statement? If that it is, or any kind of remembrance of Allah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. That's amazing. Mabruk. طيب. Now, we'll finish with this. What are the fruits? If I am patient, what are the fruits? What are the results? What are the rewards of being patient? Number one, the ayah we recited, اصبروا وصابروا ورابطوا لعلكم تفلحون. It is a reason for falah, for success. Sabr is a reason for success. Second, it is one of the reason that if you are patient, you're not a loser. What's the dalil? والعصر. إن الإنسان لفي خسر. All of us are losers. Can you imagine? Except آمنوا عملوا الصالحات وتواسعوا بالحق وتواسعوا بالصبر. So it will take you out from the group of losers if you are patient. Third, it will forgive all your sins. إلا الذين صبروا وعملوا الصالحات أولئك لهم مغفرة وأجر كبير. The one who do righteous deeds and be patient, all their sins are forgiven. Look at this, subhanAllah. The angels will welcome the people who were patient on the Day of Judgment. The angels will welcome them. Salamun alaykum. Salamun alaykum bima sabartum. Fani'ma aqbad dar. May Allah have peace upon you. Why? Because you were patient. Because you were patient. Tfaddal, go ahead. This is your Jannah. Fifth, and like the ulama said, if this is the only reward for patience, it is sufficient. Wallahu yuhibbu sabirin. Allah will love you. Allah will love the person who is patient. If that is the only goal I will get from being patient, wallahi, it is sufficient. Allah, inna Allah, wasta'inu bis-sabri was-salah. Inna Allah ma'a sabirin. Tayyib. Allah said, seek help with two things. Whenever you're going through any kind of difficulty, seek help with two things. Sabr and salah. Patience and salat. And did Allah say after that, inna Allah ma'al musallin? Ma'as-sabirin. Why? Because everybody can get up and pray, but not everybody can be patient. And if Allah is with you, He will turn the poverty into richness, the sadness into happiness, the sickness into health. Inna Allah ma'as-sabirin. You might be in a situation that is really, really bad. But because Allah is with you, you will not feel it. Allah will put something in your heart that you will feel content with whatever state that you are in. And then, seven, subhanAllah, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى صَابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Allahu Akbar. No unlimited. No, Jannah, 1 million hasana. No. غيري حساب. Nobody knows your reward except me. Just because you were patient. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةً قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون. Three rewards in this ayah. Allah will mention your name, will boast about you in front of the angels, you will get the mercy of Allah, and officially, if you are sabir and you said inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un, officially declared by Allah that you are muhtadi, you are guided. Ulaika humul muhtadun. Allahumma ja'alna minhum ya rabbal alamin. Number 9, as-sabr kama qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Listen to this beautiful quick hadith. As-salatu nur was-sadaqatu burhan والصبر ضياء والقرآن حجة لك أو عليك. صلاة is نور. Charity is برهان. Charity is an evidence. Are you truthful, true believer or not? And صبر ضياء. يعني you illuminate when you are patient. Last one is subhanAllah. Entering to Jannah. Look at all the reward of the people who are patient. وَجَزَاهُمْ بِمَا صَبَرُوا جَنَّةً وَحَرِيرًا وَجَزَاهُمُ الْغُرْفَةُ بِمَا صَبَرُوا. Always you see the reward, Jannah, because they were patient. Because they were patient. And finally, Ya Akhwan, if anyone of us, which is supposed to be every single one of us, if you are in the da'wah, if you are in the field of calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you need a lot of patience. Every prophet, if you look at their seerah, you will find that they were drowning in patience. This is what led them to whoever they are. And look at the success of every single human being that you know. You will find out that they were extremely patient till they got to where they are right now. They did not overnight become rich or become famous or become this or become that or become alim or become doctor or become... No. They were extremely patient. They studied so much. They left their families. They worked so hard. They stayed up all night. They were very patient until they became what they are right now. Patience is the main ingredient for success. Tayyib, can I ask Allah to be patient? You can ask Allah to be patient by saying, Allahumma sabbirni idha btalaytani. But if you're asking Allah to be patient, okay, I'm going to test you to see if you're patient. So you say, Ya Allah, give me the patience if you test me. When you test me, because you will be tested. Huh? Ya Allah, give me the patience or make me from the sabireen when I am being tested. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.
إِنَّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَالْقَانِتِينَ وَالْقَانِتَاتِ وَالصَّادِقِينَ وَالصَّادِقَاتِ وَالصَّابِرِينَ وَالصَّابِرَاتِ وَالْخَاشِعِينَ وَالْخَاشِعَاتِ والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما.